For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us. If you missed anything in the first hour or will not listen to everything in the second hour, you should, though. But if you do, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports, not only this week, but all the weeks before. You can catch a lot of the interviews that we have. We thank in the first hour, certainly coming on with us. Derek Crudup Sr. came on, talked a little bit of prep schools. Chad Wilson talked a little bit about gridiron studs. And then John Garcia Jr. Looked at some of the top prospects in the state, seniors, from his perch at rivals.com. We open up hour number two in about 8 weeks. I would say about 7 or 8 weeks. I try to figure it out. August 22nd through 24th, the third annual Broward County Football Showcase. It's a national event recognized probably now as one of the best opening events in the country. Pretty darn good. A lot of people worked hard over the last couple of years, but when you bring in big-time teams like St. John Bosco and programs like Cardinal Gibbons and Chaminade and Bishop Gorman and St. Thomas, you've done a pretty good job. Somebody's worked extremely hard on it, along with the Broward Educational Showcase or the Broward Education Foundation. And also with Sean Serra is Dr. Kevin Perry. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, not long away. I know you've been counting the days. I know you've been working hard, getting all these everything ironed out, you know, where to stay, where to eat, how the transportation is. It's like a bowl game.
Yeah. First off, thank you for having me, Larry, and thank you for continuing to cover the high school athletes the way you do. I'm excited. Like you said, we're counting down the days. We got our final itinerary call coming up with all the teams, and this schedule is just loaded this year, and I'm excited and can't wait.
Yeah, well, you know what? Talking about that schedule, you open it up on the 22nd at Coconut Creek High School. It's a doubleheader. Peachtree Ridge of Georgia, really, really good football team. Matt Helmrich, who used to be down here for a while, is the head coach there. Against Monarch, a team that is really, last year they came up with a huge win in the Classic against a team that went on in one state. So they'll face off in the first game. And then the second game, Teddy Bridgewater in Miami Northwestern. First time that you guys are going outside the Broward County area. You do it twice this year. Stay in the state, but also they'll get a chance to play Coconut Creek, a team well-coached, a program that's going to be at home. Should be pretty interesting. Talk about those two games.
Yeah, it's a great doubleheader that night, starting with the Monarch Peachtree Ridge. Like you said, the past 2 years, both coaches, Coach Davis, Coach Helmrich, have really dedicated to winning. So now that they are expected to win, I can't wait to see how they handle those expectations. Monarch coming off of 11-3 season. They did lose their quarterback and arguably their best receiver, but you know, Samari Reed just committed to Ole Miss. Both teams have at least 10 to 15 kids with Division I offers, and Peachtree Ridge coming off a 10-2 season. So I'm excited for this one. Quarterback play, I know Monarch's starting a young quarterback, and Petrie Ridge has a 2026 starting quarterback. It looks real athletic. So it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, no doubt. Miami Northwestern, certainly with Teddy Bridgewater, going against a Coconut Creek team that has made some major strides. Johnny Sloan has done a tremendous job. On that Friday, you got two games as well. Lake Mary with Noah Grubbs, arguably one of the best 2026 quarterbacks in the country. I know that when we approached trying to get them in it, I told them that this is going to be like a bowl game, and they're coming down. They're playing Cardinal Gibbons, which should be a really good game. Matt DeBuck has won both years. He beat DeMatha his first year and then beat Cardinal Gibbons of North Carolina. And then Milton, Georgia, a team that lost last year to Western, but then went on and won 14 out of the last 15 games and won state title against an American Heritage team that's always, always loaded with talent.
Yeah, I'm loving it. And going back to that Miami Northwestern Coconut Creek game, I'm excited for both coaches. I know Creek was heavily, senior heavy last year, so I'm excited to see what Coach Sloan's going to do. And, can Coach Bridgewater put together something special, because that game is loaded with athletes, again, 10 to 15 kids, Division I offers already. And like you said, with coming to Friday night, Lake Mary coming off a 10-2 season, Cardinal Gibbons 9-4. Something I do got to point out, though, I have never seen so many kids with Ivy League offers on two rosters going against each other.
Well, that's good.
That says something about the academic piece to this. And we know Coach DeBuck, he wants to run that air raid offense and go up and down the field with the best of them. And Noah Grubbs, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the country, 2026 going to Notre Dame. But he's surrounded with some weapons. He's got 2 1,000-yard receivers, a 1,000-yard running back, and 2 O-linemen committed to Northwestern and Holy Cross. So I'm thinking, just like last year when Cardinal Gibbons faced Cardinal Gibbons from North Carolina, it's going to be who has the ball last.
Yeah, no doubt. Milton and American Heritage, two really good quarterbacks. One of the top in the nation, 25, and definitely Diabelle has shown what he could do going to Texas.
The teams listed that are the kids that committed already was, like you said, Diabelle committed to Texas, Malachi Tony, Miami. We got Florida State, North Carolina State. The running back, Lewis, he hasn't committed yet, but Milton's loaded just as well. So this is going to be a slugfest back and forth with Luke Nickel going to Miami next year. But Milton's got kids committed to Georgia, Florida State, Auburn, Tennessee, Duke, Arkansas. It'll be a SEC battle that night.
No doubt. No doubt. Short time left, but I want to talk about the Saturday games. This is what it's all about. ESPN, Bishop Gorman, defending national champions against St. Thomas Aquinas, always competitive, one of the top teams in the country. They've won state 5 years in a row. Also, at the doubleheader there will be St. John Bosco, finished number 4 in the country against the number 2 rated team in Chaminade. So you have 1, 2, and 4 on the same day, same field. Should be interesting. And then at Western High School at 7 o'clock at night, you'll have Hoover of Alabama, a team that in the past has been really, really competitive against a Western team that has probably their best opportunity in school history to go to state.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'll start with that Western Hoover game since you were just talking about it. Both teams got 15 to 20 kids with Division I offers. And I'm excited to see the secondary. He's got a young secondary at Western, and his linebacking core is just studs at Western. So this is that Friday night light, blue-collar type of game. It's going to be a great game to watch, and Hoover trying to bounce back from a 5-7 year. But, again, with that much D1 talent, you never know what can happen.
No doubt.
Getting into the other two Saturday games, St. John Bosco's coming back from last year, and just a tremendous team. Coach Negro has a well-coached team out there in California. Coach Jones at Chaminade. And again, it's just loaded with Division I talent. Each one has over 20 kids with Division I offers. So that game's just going to be a heavyweight fight. The last one, Bishop Gorman and St. Thomas. To be honest with you, Larry, I might have to run the down box that night, because the O-line and D-line between these two teams, that's something in 5 or 6 years we're going to be talking about a handful of more playing on Sunday. You know, a lot of these we're talking about playing on Saturday, but I'm looking at these kids playing on Sunday with Notre Dame, Miami, Tennessee, Maryland commits already. It's crazy with how many kids in this year's showcase are going to, you know, major D1 schools.
No doubt. Great showcase, obviously, again, some of the top teams in the country. A lot of people now nationwide, Max Preps and all that are looking at this game. And I know when we first started out, you know, this was what we were hoping to get, this national attention. And now, you know, you get all these different entities around the country recognizing this as the best tournament in the nation, not just in, you know, regional, but I mean, like when you, like I said, when you have the number 1, 2, 4, and 8 teams in the country, you've done some pretty good work. And certainly there's going to be a big audience. The kids definitely get treated to hotel rooms and transportation and meals. And it's like a bowl game. They get an opportunity. Same thing with the fans who come. They'll be treated, obviously, to a great time. And can't say enough about the Broward Education Foundation, who has really worked extremely hard with you guys to make this a reality. And I know Dave and Buster's as well. They've done a great job providing games and food for the kid, all the teams as well. And we're looking forward to it, Kevin. You know that. We'll have you on a couple of times before. We'll talk a little bit about as we get closer. And as you know, the 2 weeks prior, we'll have all 14 coaches on, and we'll talk to them about the games as well. So this thing's going to be, I think, the best grouping of games that we've had in the first 3 years.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we treat this as a bowl game. Less than 1% of high school kids actually get to play in college, so why not give them that experience enough? So to echo what you said, we can't thank the Broward Education Foundation enough, with James Knapp, the CEO, Sean Serra, Director of Athletics, the BCAA team, and all of our major sponsors. We couldn't do it without them, like Joe DiMaggio, Children's Hospital, Dave and Buster's, and Visit Lauderdale. They're huge too. I mean, we couldn't pull this off without everybody's effort.
No doubt. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, man. We'll hook up with you soon. Hopefully we'll get that as well, get that the Broward Media Days coming up, hopefully, in the first week of August as well. Thank you again for what you guys do. It really puts a positive spotlight into this area, and it's much needed, and I thank you guys.
Hey, thank you, Larry. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you. See you soon.
You too, brother. Dr. Kevin Perry, Broward County National Football Showcase. I'll tell you what, you got to get your tickets. You definitely. I mean, this is great. I mean, you watch a couple of games on TV, but this is some of the best in the country, the best high school football in the nation. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk UCF with rivals Brandon Helwig next.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.